Hey everybody, we're back with another episode from yours truly. And today I have my sisters with me, Elisha.
Hey.
LaShonda.
Hey.
And Kiara.
Hey, hey.
And basically we're just going to talk about the past generation versus the new generation. Now this has been going on for a long time, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to compare. Now, what I think about the past generation coinciding with the new generation, I feel like this new generation is different. I'm pretty sure it comes from, you know, the background of, you know, the parents and how they raised up the new generation. So, I mean, what do you ladies think?
I feel as if our generation, and what I mean by our generation,
from like the 80s to the
80s and 90s,
yeah,
I feel like we had more discipline.
True.
And our generation, we didn't have much. And when I say much, I mean like social media.
Mm-hmm.
Phones,
yeah.
Electronics.
Yeah.
We didn't have all that shit.
I feel you.
But it frustrates me because I feel like the kids nowadays are like brainwashed.
That's true.
And I just feel like we didn't have all of that. When we was growing up, we was bike riding, playing video games,
playing
Nintendo. And now
jump roping.
This generation is taking over. We got iPads, iPhones. And it got a lot to do with the social media and the music industry and how they inspire these kids to, you know, want to be like them or be different.
The most thing of kids is on now is Facebook.
Yeah.
They love
It's not really Facebook
Snapchat.
Because they be on Instagram and Snapchat the most.
YouTube, whatever they parents allow them to get on. But you got to focus on if they actually on that website. Because you have
all
sweet people that go in and look at other stuff that's posted out here. And that's where they corrupt their mind. And then they go on and do whatever they want to do in this world.
That's true. Well, I was basically saying, like, my cousin just told me that her son was on Instagram. And some guy inboxed him saying, "Let me see your outfit." And he was a grown man, so she like, what the hell? So he didn't know at first. He's like, what? And then the guy had showed him his shorts or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Took a picture of his shorts and sent it to him. So he went and told his mom. I mean, that's the best thing to do. He like, mama, this man asking me to see my outfit or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she said they had took it to Crime Stoppers or something like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had something to say about it. I guess like negative to say about her doing that or something. I don't know. I didn't get the whole story, but the point is your child is on social media and there is plenty of predators out there. And it's really like that's part of the reason why the generation is what it is. Cause like she said, like Elisha said, social media is like taking over.
So do you think it should be a certain age
limit?
Like a
drug?
I mean,
as
far as like
after
Facebook or Instagram, like what do you feel? Like middle school?
No,
not middle school.
Not even
high
middle
school.
School because they
maybe
like,
high school.
All these kids are so immature now.
Yeah.
Like, they're so immature.
They built now.
And then they go into the, okay. Because I'm sorry, my children, they're thick.
But
okay.
Then you got to think it's genetic too. It's genetic.
It is. But I'm just like, man, that's why you have to strap your child with like that mentality. Like, just because you have this, just because you're pretty, don't mean that you can indulge in those type of things.
And
especially you have to
that.
Even look out.
It's not even that because they can't help it.
No, they can't it's help the way they look or whatever. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you got to make sure they ready. To like,
monkey
no.
See, monkey do. Okay.
That's too.
Pretty much is what they parents, you know, can do in front of the kids. They're gonna react on whatever they see.
Yes,
know
that's true too. So, exactly. And I had parents, said something a while ago about that too.
About
parents twerking on Instagram and stuff like that.
And if you can do that in front of your kids, then you're 9 out of 10 you're gonna have your daughter sitting here doing the same shit you doing.
Exactly, because they're watching you, they're learning from you. You're the leader of this whole thing. They're looking up to you. So if you around here twerking, smoking weed, drinking, and doing all that in front of them, 9 times out of 10 they're gonna grow up and do the same exact thing because you're their leader.
And then a lot of parents not building their kids up either.
That's true
like
too.
Like, as esteem or anything, like somebody can feel it in one thing and it's just gonna be out in the red.
Like that self-esteem thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be around here calling your kids ugly and you
or dumb.
And especially when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember stuff when I was a kid. Like, people said, stuff stick with you.
Yeah, it does.
When you say something that's hurtful and mean, that stuff will stick.
That's just like when most of these parents cuss at their kids, you know, tell them shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that.
Sit your ass
girl,
down.
That grinds my gears. Like, why are you talking to this child like that?
These kids, when they grow up, they going to feel like, well, this is what I was brought. My mother been cussing at me so I could do the same thing. Well, no, not right to do it. That's like a lot of time people will say they been brought up gay. You was never
listen
born
here.
Gay,
okay? They not, yeah, don't say brought up because them they be talking about I was born gay. Now I have nothing against gay people. Okay, let's just put that out there. I have nothing against that, but I don't feel like anybody was born gay.
Everybody, I know.
It had to be something that you've seen or something that you've experienced in order for you to have that mentality that you're gay.
I feel like. We're not even on this subject, so we can just not talk about the subject, but I just feel as if no, God didn't make no one gay.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it got something to do with their childhood and how they were brought up. It can be like someone not having a father figure or something that went on in their past.
Nothing masculine in their lives. That can be true. So, the testosterone is low.
Yeah. But we can go on from that subject.
Yeah. Well, that's basically, you know, just the generation now, you know. And I can just touch on these generation of Negroes, too. Hey. I wouldn't say niggas, but you know what I mean. This male generation. It seems like they just being bred fuckboys now, and it's crazy. Now, I ain't in no position to talk about this, but I know people who's in relationships with fuckboys, and because they're so in love with them, they just feel like, oh, they just want to take the abuse, take the verbal and the physical, and just forget about it because they looking at the pros of the relationship or whatever, but they're not looking at the cons.
A lot of times they seem already down, so they just
exactly. But they could be the most beautiful person in the world, like not but one of the most.
You never know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like I don't know. I just don't like for a male to, you know, bash another woman or even put their hands on another woman. That's just something like I just can't get hit with.
Hey, but you got
now listen, I didn't say that. They can ask for this.
But my thing is, a woman shouldn't be so quick to put their hands on a man.
That's
either.
True. No, do not
I
put your hands on it.
I feel like don't test them in front of nobody because
that's true.
If you're trying that's to play their card,
exactly.
You're gonna ask to get hit. So in front of you. Embarrass you.
I mean, I can't justify that. You know, you'll walk the fuck away.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
but
if you're a real one.
Yeah.
But I feel like that don't matter. Don't
I'm
do
glad
that,
it always started with an argument. I ain't never got physical. I ain't never got my hand, you know, nobody put
that's how it always started with an argument.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like a couple of people used to say, oh, I'm going to beat your ass, but never attempt to do it.
Like, it's about women who they fought a guy like, oh, I'll fight you. I fight a guy first stuff. Like, ain't no man gonna let you do
put their hands. First of all, a man is built to be stronger than a woman, period. Mm-hmm. It don't matter how strong the woman is, if they can fight, book, whatever. It's always in the nature of a man to be stronger than a woman.
But a woman,
so if you put your hands on that nigga, just make sure you can bang, nigga, because I'm telling you, you're not gonna win that fight if you can't bang. You feel me? I mean, you do got some old strong manly built bitches, but I'm just saying.
I'm talking about the ones that got
mouth. Okay, so I'm just saying, like, just make sure you got that the mouth, like, you got that mouthpiece. You better know how to back it up. But I'm just saying, like,
but I say if you a good, I mean, if you a real guy,
yeah,
you ain't got no reason to put your hand on.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the woman needs to say her mind. Don't put your hands on.
It don't matter how, like, even if that what you say.
Yeah, I mean. You gotta just walk away, bro.
That's some coward shit.
It is.
I think so.
And then I feel like the men who actually do hit on women, who don't disrespect them, I feel like they've seen that from a product from their environment. Because a lot of people do take after the product of their environment. Mm-hmm. And they'll put their hands on a woman and she ain't even have to do nothing. Disrespect them, degrade them, and all types of stuff. Hey, so
I can see them.
Okay. but she fall back. Right. It took her a minute, but she got it together. Yes. And she got the fuck on. And, you know.
Look at that movie,
up. Okay. She got back with that nigga. I'm telling you. She took training classes for that ass.
Okay, most of the time, guys be mistaking your weakness. Okay?
Exactly.
Don't do that. Don't test me, bitch, because I can get back with you. I don't care if I lose the fight. I'm going to whoop your ass.
There's a point where you get fed up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's crazy, man.
Be too late.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is.
That exactly. That's
and the sad part when most of these women fall back on, even if you have a guy or a baby daddy or anybody in a relationship and they beat your ass, please don't take this nigga back. Because 9 out of 10, the nigga is trying to kill you. I have situations where I have friends and, you know, it got people in a relationship that they man is beating on them, but they don't want to leave their relationship.
And that's what we were and just talking about earlier. Because they're not going to leave because they dealing with something. Yeah. They could be dealing with low self-esteem. They don't want
insecurities.
It's, just like a girl at work. I'm not even going to speak on her name.
You ain't got to. Nope. That's confidentiality. We ain't got to do that.
And she was just, you know, she speaks about a relationship. And her guy is just like not treating her right. It's she don't want to be in a relationship. She says she don't. And she not happy. But it's like she want to keep him. Because I guess she want to feel some void.
She's scared to
you can't change a man. She don't want to. You can't raise a man.
And that's another thing. She comfortable.
No.
And that's not right.
See, I can't get comfortable with that.
And I feel like a part of it got something to do with her self-esteem. So
that's the major part. Because he broke her down the whole time. Like, she was on the way lost.
Okay. I don't want him to go with nobody else. The most females want to keep their nigga because probably the dick is good. Yeah. Who knows? But at the same time,
got toys out here. You hear me?
See, that's that problem. They got that good dick. They don't want to go no plastic dick.
But I don't get my ass beat for no nigga.
That's true, too.
Beat.
I mean, it just comes a time when you just have to realize you have to know your worth. Like, you can't just sit here and just take the abuse because you're insecure about something. Like, maybe they didn't have nobody to tell them, the women. Maybe they ain't had nobody to tell them, like, you don't need that. You don't deserve that. They need more than one person to put that shit in their head and put that in their ear. Because, obviously, the love that they have for these abusers, they feel like they just can't let go. But you could always let go. Know your worth. Know that you are beautiful inside and out.
But some people, they don't know.
But you know what? All I know in relationships and experience, you learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
You know, when you did wrong or you've been in an abusive relationship or whoever you've been with, you gonna learn from the next nigga. You're not about to take that shit from the next person.
Exactly.
You're not about to treat me like this shit because I've been there, I've done that before. Exactly. And I'm not about to go forward with that shit.
That's the point. That's the time when the woman actually stands up for herself.
Yes.
And know her worth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, man, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know. And these kids that I see nowadays, I can see their future just from how they act as children. Mm-hmm. Like, the disrespectfulness, the just and overall,
the,
like.
I don't mean to be biblical. Yeah, you about the situation, and I know, you know, we drinking and
girl bad,
girl bad, like, but this is already predicted though.
Yeah,
so we already living in the last and evil days. So you have to put that, keep that in mind too.
Exactly,
that we living in endless times.
But yeah, you know what? Even though we was all born in sin, mm-hmm, you know, you can always choose a side. People can change.
You got to.
If you want to live right, or you want to stuck on being doing the same shit you've been doing for over the past year. And I'm not to judge, but God is to judge people who is going to willing to be with him, you know. And most of the time you got people that's just stuck in their ways and don't know how to change. You got some people who don't believe in God and don't know. Even if they do heard about him or whatever, but who took you in? You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about who created you.
Girl, I heard some crazy stuff about that. We ain't gonna get off into that. Somebody already has some crazy answers. Girl. And I'm like, what?
Right.
I said, who woke you up this morning? My brain. What?
Girl. It was this guy with my head. It was the 80s. And I wasn't going to leave, but my thing is, like, religion and politics, something I just don't
Exactly. The politics and the religion.
Remember the 80s guy?
Girl.
Like, that's just something you can't get into. I'm not going to try to persuade you. I'm just going my way, and that's it.
Look, I'm going to just tell you the game. I'm going to drop this gem on you. You can take it or you believe it. I don't care.
Drop it because I got to drop it
on them because, you know, God said, that's the word, but however,
it was a patient.
It's a waste of time.
Well, it was a patient at my job, and he was like, I believe in the Bible, but I don't believe everything in the Bible. Do you? And I couldn't even answer that because nowadays you don't know what to believe.
I mean, exactly. And that's what steer people away from them. So it ain't like you want the questioning.
But you can't question God.
You can ask him a question, yeah, but you can't question him on like why you do this.
We always gonna ask that, especially when death come. Like, why did you
that's
do this?
True,
this
but...
Like, my uncle, when my grandma died, he was if y'all God should have said... Like, you know, he said some stupid stuff like that. I'm like, you just Lucifer. I know that man holding my grandma hand and everything dead and gone, but I feel like you can't sit up here and try to blame God because... Like, thank God she died clean. Like, that was always my prayer. Make sure she died
not
clean.
Not even that. It's like, just, you know, she ain't got to suffer no more.
Exactly. Like, no suffering.
That's how I feel about my grandma. Mm-hmm. When she passed, I know she want to be in a better place.
Exactly. Yeah. This world is so messed up, bro. This world is so messed up. Like, I be glad for the people who died.
Okay. I'm really glad, especially our grandmas out there, because it's like these men raping them, robbing them, beating them.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Healthcare ain't nothing no more.
Ain't nothing. And we living in it, and we got to endure it. You know what I'm saying?
And she... Gaga, she...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was a prayer warrior.
Most definitely. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
She was the most powerful person in prayer. Yeah. Like,
she had powerful prayers.
Yeah, she has.
Every... Like she prayed for everybody,
while we was asleep, while we was in the...
Right. Yes.
When I was in the...
All in y'all heads like a mug.
Yeah, while we was asleep.
Room to room. All y'all did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oil dripping down my face.
Okay.
I remember
that. Prayer still working.
I swear
I swear I keep her Bible in the back seat all the time. Like,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
She's a prayer woman, but I ain't gonna never forget when I went to Henry Ford around the corner when I was staying in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna never forget 10 dogs.
Mm.
10 freaking dogs was about to come again.
And they was over there in that alley right there. I mean, not the alley, but that big park.
I cannot stand it over here.
I can't stand it, honey.
This is destiny. I thought I was gonna die. I ain't gonna
10 dogs. Woo. But the owner was there, right?
Girls, nothing but me. It was me and the dog.
But I'm saying, who got the dog?
What kind of dogs was it? Mixed dogs. It was all types of dogs. I don't know. Rottweiler. It was a girl. You know, shopper, it was everything. I ain't even want run. My thing was walking slow because every time I was walking, they was like eating.
Walking with you? Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, look at all that juice to me.
I'm not going to.
So that's how you got
past it. Let me tell you, when I was praying to God that day, I said, God, please help me. I said, an angel must have came out that tree, because it was nobody.
Right.
It was just me and a dog.
Right.
Out of nowhere, I said, when the lady came out of them bushes, the woods, I said, is that an angel? Come get your dog.
Okay, that's why I said, did somebody come eventually?
Girl, yes, they did.
Yeah.
And scoop all them
that
dogs.
That was crazy. Anyway,
girl, all she said is, come here. All them dogs ran to her. I was like, good day, bye.
And you know what? It might have been an angel.
It could have been. She just said,
you never know.
She snapped her finger and the dogs ran to her.
Wow.
I said, you know what? I ain't nothing but the guy.
Y'all would have been crying.
Girl.
I would have been crying.
I definitely would have ran, bro.
Girl.
And you got, like, my mama, she is scared of dogs. Like,
I don't like dogs.
When she used to see stray dogs, she'd pee on herself.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. No, honey.
And my mama put that fear in me.
Girl, your mama. Let me not. Okay, we still on the podcast. I think we forgot for a minute. Okay. But yes, well, I guess, I mean, we done touched everything we was going to talk about. I just, you know. Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming on my podcast and talking. And, you know, we can do this again sometime. You know, I've been waiting on them for years.
Next Monday, catch you next Monday.